Tens of thousands of Yemeni revolution supporters crowded the 60 square of the Yemeni capital Sana'a to start the second anniversary of the Yemeni Youth Revolution of 2011. The celebration was complemented by various spectacles and marching parades which recapped important events that took place during the Yemeni uprising. Speakers said the revolution has indeed accomplished many of its goals within the 2 years of the uprising, adding that February 11 will soon be declared a national holiday as the revolution continues.
On this day, we announced that February 11 will be declared a national holiday in the coming days. Therefore, we call on all you sincere revolutionaries to stay firm in protecting your beliefs and your revolution, and to not forsaken the blood of your martyrs.
Although failing to attend the February 11 celebration, the Yemeni president, Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, sent a dispatch to the revolutionaries and thanked them for their struggles. The president also guaranteed the revolutionaries that the youth of the nation will indeed play an influential role in the shaping of their future and in building a new Yemen.
Many of the revolutionaries who came out today came out to call on the president to declare this day a national holiday, because it was on this day when all Yemeni people came out to end corruption and to commence a new era of honor and dignity.
Many youth demonstrators told Press TV that the revolution still has a long way to go, and that one of their main demands is to permanently end the perpetual violation of the nation's sovereignty. Under the famous stone monument, which reads, "The Yemeni people are a people of faith," and surrounded by the street of Tunisia, the street of Cairo, and the street of freedom, Yemeni revolutionaries have been indulged in a 2-year sit-in in the famous Liberation Square of Sana'a, patiently waiting for their demands to be met. On February 11 of 2011, a group of college students led by Nobel Peace Prize winner Tuakkal Karman took to the streets of the Yemeni capital. They wanted to condemn Yemeni government corruption and poverty. But after facing brutal crackdown by regime thugs, protesters then changed their call to the fall of the regime. Yusuf Mawri, Press TV, Sana'a.